This is Mingo on Old Sports. I love you. Now, the subject of the matter today is why Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors is going to get a ring this year. My whole thing with this is Steph Curry is obviously the best player in the world right now. Yes, I said it. No Durant, no LeBron. He's the best player in the world. He's hitting threes. He's dribbling on niggas. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's dancing like nobody's ever danced. Unless you talk about Kyrie Irving. But he's sick, so he doesn't have a vaccine, so he can't play today. Play this year. But anyhow, Steph Curry is that dude, man. Steph Curry has a stacked roster with plenty of people, plus Wiseman and Klay Thompson is coming back, so you know it's going to be going crazy. You got Otto Porter Jr. You have all these different players, Gary Payton II, dunking on everybody. It kind of makes you wonder about Gary Payton II. Like, does his dad got hops like that? It makes you wonder. Anyway, get back on subject. Steph Curry is gonna have a great roster. He got Andre Iguodala back. He has everybody coming back. Steph Curry's that dude, man. Steph Curry was down for a little minute, but he's making a vicious comeback. The only people that's in his way is Giannis and Chris Paul. And he stays stunning, Chris Paul. And I don't think Giannis has what it takes to stop him. Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors are a juggernaut, people. No Lakers. The Lakers guys are too old. But Steph Curry has the right amount of mix on his team of young guys and old veterans that can do their thing and get to the money as far as when it comes to getting buckets. They're going to be very formidable and very hard not to deal with in the playoffs. I don't think there's not a team in the whole NBA that could beat that team four times in a row. Andrew Wiggins' defense as a wing defender can shut down damn near anybody. And plus you got Andre Iguodala coming right back. It's going to be bananas, man. Like, the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry is going to be those people to bring headaches amongst the whole NBA this year. And it's going to be crazy. It's going to be bunked. It's going to be nuts. So it's going to be nuts how these guys is coming. They shooting threes and taking names. They shutting people down. And Draymond Green, even though you're not the greatest defender in the world that ever came out the NBA, like you said, which is Dennis Rodman, but he could defend. He could play point forward. He could devise the offense and do his thing. But Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, they could do a whole lot of damage. They will be able to do all kinds of things as far as like defensive and offensive execution. Because Steve Kerr, coming from the Spurs and Chicago dynasty, will be an expert on how to play defense and play offense in the NBA while during this hard, hard time in the NBA when they went back to the old school rules. So he should be an expert on how to get around and defend and play hard and go for the gusto. And all this, I think all this Golden State Warrior talk is gonna bring fruition another ring. A ring or two. But let's get back to this here. The reason why Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors is gonna win another ring is defense, I tell you. Defense, defense, defense. And the whole thing about this is, Steph Curry can beat a team by himself. Then you got Klay Thompson, who doesn't even have to dribble to score. He will be able to bring back the Splash Brothers, and they will unite and do their thing and demolish the whole NBA. Plus, on top of that, they got an up and coming big man, Wiseman, that can do all kind of stuff to them in the inside. On top of that, let me not mention Andrew Wiggins scoring, dishing, dodging, doing this thing. The Golden State Warriors are true contenders, unlike the Lakers, and they will be able to win a ring this year. This is Mingo No Sports. I love you. Thank you. Peace.